Dana for Breakfast on 98.1 Power FM. You might have heard of an organisation here in the Upper Hunter that focuses on well-being within our community. It's called Where There's a Will, and they have a program at the moment called Wellbeing Super Spreaders. So these are certain individuals who work with a well-being coach, and they, by implementing different strategies in their life, they push out into the community, a basis of well-being for everybody to adopt by talking to these people. And one of these people that are really instrumental in making this program work is Emma Delahay. She is a well-being and life coach from Melbourne, and she joins me on the phone. How are you going, Emma?
I'm very good, Dana. How are you today?
Really good. Now, just off air to give everybody a bit of a look behind the scenes, we've just discovered that we went to the same high school in Melbourne. What are the odds of that?
I really can't believe that, Dana. And then to be talking about our local areas and tram stops and all the rest, it's just unbelievable.
So great. So great for it to all come back around. So let's talk about this well-being and life coaching. You are one of the Wellbeing Super Spreader Wonder Coaches. What do you do when you're working with these community members to improve their well-being in their lives?
Yeah, so I really sort of help them to create some well-being goals that they want to work towards. And then every couple of weeks we get together and we talk about the action steps that the Super Spreaders have taken towards those goals, as well as equipping them with some skills and tools and practices that might be really helpful while they're working towards their goals, as well as in their lives after coaching.
So can you give us an example of someone in our community that you're working with and what goals they've got?
Yes. So Leonie Christ is one of our Super Spreaders, and her goal is to be healthier. And she's working towards this by jumping on her exercise bike every morning, as well as going on these long walks. And that has led her to eat even healthier as well. And what's so great about Leonie is that her very young granddaughter is actually keeping Leonie accountable by reminding her to go for their daily walks together, which
That's
is
great.
So great to hear.
Really is. Is it important when you're setting goals like this to be able to have strategies like writing them down so that you are held accountable?
Absolutely, Dana. And there's so many ways to remind yourself to do these things. So you might actually block them into your calendar, schedule them in so they become a really tangible, legitimate part of your day. You might even use some sort of alarm to remind you to do something, whether that's stretch or have a gratitude practice. And even having sort of an accountability buddy or having a social group that shares the habit that you're wanting to build.
That's a good idea.
So for example, so if you're wanting to get fit more, you might decide to join a sports team or a running group or cycle with the mates on the weekend. So you've got that social accountability with people who are wanting to sort of share the same habit that you're wanting to build.
The whole point of this Wellbeing Super Spreaders is that these community members go out and talk about these strategies that they're implementing in their lives for wellbeing, and that then spreads out into the rest of the community. Are you seeing a flow-on effect?
Yes, and it's really funny where people might be approached. So they might be in a supermarket, they might be on a sports field or even at school. But often someone in the community will approach them and say, hey, tell me all about what you're learning as a super spreader. What tips have you been trying out? What's working for you? And then, of course, that can prompt that person who's curious to perhaps try out some of the practices or the action steps in their own life and then see how they work for them. And then again, as you mentioned, mention these action steps and these practices to even more people to sort of really pass on all this great knowledge and experience.
Oh, and it's incredible in a small community like the Upper Hunter. I'm chatting with Wellbeing Super Spreader Wonder Coach Emma Delahay. She is a well-being and life coach from Melbourne who's working with community members here in the Upper Hunter to be able to implement these well-being practices through the organisation Where There's a Will. And it's something that we can all implement in our own lives, is checking in with our mates and seeing how everybody's doing. Emma, thank you so much for your expertise and sharing this with me this morning.
Thank you so much, Dana. It was great to speak to you today.